One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A deep welcome to everyone. And I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. And so there are ever more places where you can find us, but the thing that never shifts around here is that this is where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And I start with this bold question. Which do you prefer, cresting the surface of life or mining deeply to extract wisdom plus insight from your life experiences? You know, folks, if you answered riding the surface and going no farther, then you might want to tune out now. No, wait, don't really, because my guest and I fervently hope that you will stay with us until the last nanosecond to obtain what she calls revelations. I tend to refer to these realizations as insights born of the willingness to look courageously in the mirror of truth, even as our clients use our various healing methods to arrive at peace about what is showing up in their lives. And by the end of this hour, we intend to dispel some dangerous fear-based myths about self-examination, and instead encourage you to embrace the power of your story. And that includes the caregiving chapters. And you remember, that doesn't matter on the audience. It could be aging parents or other relatives. It could be a significant other, friends, neighbors, colleagues to whom you give care. And we're going to encompass the potency of capturing the stories for whom you give care. To further set the tone, allow me to share with you a piece called The Invitation, and it was written by an author named Oriah Mountain Dreamer in 1999, so I guess that's 20 years ago now. This was such a meaningful piece that I ironically read from it 2 years in a row during my employment in corporate Canada when we sadly lost through accidents 2 years in a row, cherished employees from the workplace. And so this was read at their memorial services sponsored by those organizations. And it is called The Invitation. Here we go. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for, and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the center of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals, or have become shriveled and closed from fear of further pain. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own, without moving to hide it, or fade it, or fix it. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own, if you can dance with wildness and let the ecstasy fill you up to the tips of your fingers and toes without cautioning us to be careful, to be realistic, to remember the limitations of being human. It doesn't interest me if the story you are telling is true. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself, if you can bear the accusation of betrayal and not betray your own soul, if you can be faithless and therefore trustworthy. I want to know if you can see beauty, even when it's not pretty, every day, and if you can source your own life from its presence. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine, and still stand on the edge of the lake and shout to the silver of the moon, yes. It doesn't interest me to know where you live or how much money you have. I want to know if you can get up after the night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and do what needs to be done to feed the children. It doesn't interest me who you know or how you came to be here. I want to know if you will stand in the center of the fire with me and not shrink back. It doesn't interest me where or what or with whom you have studied. I want to know what sustains you from the inside when all else falls away. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. I selected this piece because it really feels to me like it captures the essence and tone of what my guest and I are going to be sharing with you today. So I thank you for listening. And in so doing, we both hope to place you into a spirit of willingness to open, as it does say on the book jacket, to live more passionately and to settle for nothing less than what is real. Those who are regular listeners are well aware that I firmly ascribe to the idea we choose everything and everyone about our lives, right down to our parents, the family, or lack thereof, that we were born into, the people who then wind up accompanying us on this journey as we each travel upon planet Earth, along with the experiences we encounter, for better or worse, and everything between. Now again, I do not expect you in any sense to agree, but what if it were true? Then I would imagine this begs the question, what are these people and experiences here to teach you? Can you open to that? Plus, what if your stories were powerful, strung together? What if they composed the fabric of your sojourn on this spinning globe we all inhabit? These are just some of the subjects we will undoubtedly touch upon today. And I'm sure you're starting to see what we mean by going deep. Luckily, there is always a recording, so you can listen more than once. And I rather laugh because I know my guest and I are very committed to going deep. And that's why it's no word of exaggeration that I am over the top excited to bring to you today our certified spiritual coach and spiritual master teacher, Gerda Felix. And, you know, before we go into a bit of a break, I invite you to reflect upon the stories you have not yet shared that need to be declared into a broader arena. To reiterate, in the caregiving world, there is a growing body of content out there about getting down and out your aging parents' wisdom and experiences before it's the proverbial too late. And we will certainly look from both sides of that coin today. For now, we've got a lot to get on with, and I know she is looking forward to sharing her own journey, her caregiving experiences, plus attitudes and mindsets and strategies, and a whole lot more that will go deep into this subject called The Power of Story. Stay tuned, everyone. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting culpable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and in that introductory segment, we were preparing you for the notion that we are going to be going deep today. And that is on the power of story. The theme is underpinned by family, faith, and fibromyalgia. So here's the quote unquote official bio for our guest, but I love it because she hasn't just done the standard thing, of course. So please meet Gerda Felix, and she is a certified spiritual life coach, spiritual master teacher, seer, and deep listener. Gerda Felix is honest and genuine. She is also deep, loving, and offers a space where others can experience love as they recognize their true essence. Gerda welcomes conversations most would shy away from. I know that one to be true, to the core. I love it. And she believes that by sharing our stories and communicating with one another, we can create stronger bonds. She specializes in meditation, self-parenting, forgiveness, and bringing to the surface anything that has repetitively caused a dis-ease. She also prays, practices daily meditation, and listens to the still small voice within. So, Gerda, welcome to the Conscious Caregiver Show, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, good morning, Carol Ann, and thank you for having me. It is a privilege to be in your company.
Very good. And you know that we have a lot to do. So I want you to start by telling us something about the quite extensive journey that has brought you to where you are now, plus perhaps something about how you came to be doing your work in the world. Go for it, Gerda.
Okay. Well, since we said we were going to touch on family, I will start with my dad. It started with my dad. My dad had a vision. We used to live in Haiti, and my dad had a vision for us, for his family. So he decided to move to Canada in 1976. When we came in a snowstorm in January of 1976. And on February 4th, the house that we lived in burned down. So talk about moving from Haiti, then moving to the new house, then moving from that house to my father's friend's house, and then moving again in June of that same year. So it was, we went from stable to moving again and again and again. And I can tell you that one thing that has taught me in life is that life is continually unfolding and evolving. And knowing that, I know to be present in the moment while I look to the future.
Well, so, you know, I know that you do that. I know that you're gifted at being with the present and also being a very forward, advanced, looking toward the future visionary. You see things that others don't, and that's just one of the things that I value about you. So I know that you had quite the comprehensive journey just coming to Canada from Haiti, and there's more there, because being as we're on the Conscious Caregiver, we know that you've also had perhaps some of your own caregiving experiences, or maybe there's further aspects to your journey that you wish to cover today. We're looking forward to creating a container for you in which you really share what is important so that others know more about what you have experienced and therefore how that translates into what you have to share nowadays.
Thank you. Thank you. One thing I have not said yet is that when my dad left to come to Canada, so he came on it by himself. So when he left to come to Canada, we knew the day of that he was leaving. Then the day after, we knew that he was not coming back. So that was the first shock. And because of the circumstances, I would say that it needed to be that way. But for us, or I should say for me, that left the first hole in my heart, because from one day to the next, I did not see my dad. Then after, a short while after, my mom got sick. And again, this was very abrupt. And my world came crashing down. It felt very dark because, again, it felt like the person that I counted on was not there. And although it's not a fault of her own, because when we are sick, we are sick. There's nothing that you can do. But for me, I felt like my tree just came crumbling down. That's what I felt. And in that moment, in that specific moment, I made a decision. I created a belief that I could not count on anybody else. Although my grandmother, who also lived with us, she was there, but it was different. And that belief that I had created when I was a child, that belief stayed with me for a long, long time. That's why it was hard for me to ask for help. That's why I do a lot of things on my own. That's why, although I could be offered help, It was different.
Gerda, hold that important thought right there. We just need to take a wee bit of a pause. This is important. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. We'll be back in just a moment.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
So thrilled that you've made time to be with us today, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, as well as Apple iTunes, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we have today certified spiritual life coach, Gerda Felix, and she is already sharing meaningful wisdom based on her own story, and we're leading into caregiving experiences and so on. And folks, it may not be discernible to you as you listen so far in her travels from Haiti to Canada and then what she encountered with her father and with her mother. I just want you to know that it is nothing short of an act of courage that she is going to be declaring further truths with us today, because a bunch of them actually defy conventions within a number of communities that she regularly frequents. So I want you to join me in championing her for doing just that. So Gerda, please carry on with the rest of your experiences that formed really who you are and how you believe and walk in the world nowadays.
Definitely. Now, I would like to say this. My dad is very quiet. He's a quiet person, and I think I get that from him. My mom is a very wise person, and I think I got that from her. And they each have to live their own life. And in the midst of their own life, they had to make some sacrifices for us to come to Canada. But no one ever, or at least not me, ever asked them, how did this feel like? And I think because in my family we are very private, I don't know if we would have gotten an answer. So perhaps that's the paradox for my life. Because my family is so private, I believe that it is important for us to tell our story. Because not only it brings healing, it also helps us connect with one another. Now, going back to when my mom was sick, from one day to the next, my mom became sick. And it took a long time for my mom to get better. So my grandmother took over. Remember, my dad now is in Canada and we are still in Haiti, myself and my siblings. And we all took on a role as children because that's what we do. That's what everybody does. I took the role of taking care of my mom, taking care in the sense of being very attentive to her sufferings, taking care of listening to her, taking care of, meaning singing for her when she was in pain. That's the role I took on. My sister took on the role of taking care of my brothers who were younger than us. So we all took on different roles because when the family unit is disturbed, that's what every member of the family does. And one thing I know, because we keep everything closed and we don't speak about things, it makes it even harder. In my culture, in the Haitian culture, we don't talk about when someone is sick because it's supposed to be just in the house. You know that the person is sick, but you don't go too deep about what's making this person sick. We don't talk about the sickness. We don't talk about mental health in our culture because we keep everything hush hush. And now I believe that it is most important that we do share with each other, because in the sharing, there is learning, there is caring, and there is definitely connecting. And that's what I have learned from my mom being sick and my dad not being there. And my grandmother, who took on the role of the authority. As she took on the role of authority, my little self took on the role of warrior, and I rebelled. I rebelled, and there was many things that I did not agree with. And that also led me to who I am today. If anybody knows me, you know, although that I am quiet, I am also a silent, silent, rebellious person, although people might not see that. Because for me, I believe in justice. And when there is injustice, well, I will definitely speak up. If I feel that something is not fair, I will definitely speak up. So, yes, it was a very hard time in my life, my mom being sick, but it has also strengthened me in ways that I could not even explain. Like all together, I could explain some part of it, but not all. But it has had its good and also its bad. And that's telling a story in its own, in its entirety. That's what it is. And I ask that people do.
And Gerarda, you're patching out just right now. So it's Caroline going to just add to what you're saying with us about the importance of sharing our stories. Those who are listening today live are maybe having some realizations about Gerarda, who know her. I know her very deeply, and those who are listening who know me also know that what we share is a place of connection, meaning you keep those family stories, skeletons in the closet, sometimes I call them, sometimes experiences, whatever you may wish to term them, you keep those private and within the four walls of the family. That is how we were taught. And Gerarda is pointing out to us that this can both have us feel very alone in the world, but also it contributes to a substantial inner strength that you don't always realize until you see that you have it. So we're both warrior woman, and that's what brought us together, be sharing with one another today for your benefit. Now, we're soon going to be taking a break, and so when Gerda comes back, we'll also be talking about some attitudes and mindsets that she has learned along the way with all of those life experiences and some strategies found to be successful in helping others to voice their stories and experiences. Again, I remind that it is very potent that she is bringing forth this information today, because June 26th ought to really mark the day where she brought that to us. So knowing that we're breaking soon, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. Please stay tuned for more from spiritual life coach Gerda Felix.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams, and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Thanks so much for being a source of encouragement by including us in your day. It means a great deal to have you with us. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And we're connecting today with founder of Glorious Life Unfolding. Yes, that's her company name. You have got to love it. And this is Gerda Felix with us about the power of story, family, faith, and fibromyalgia. And we're about to now have her share on the heels of a poignant and potent family life story and what she has learned about herself and life and insights along the way. I want to hear next, Gerda, about this whole thing that you have been sharing with me via storytelling through, you know, Toastmasters and client-patient experiences, where you're now helping others to bring forth their stories, and you're creating the space for them to have the courage to speak their truth, just as you have been doing with us today. And these occur in caregiving situations. So that's where the tie-in with the show theme comes into it as well. So if you're about to, let's say, bring forth with somebody the power of their story, what would you say are attitudes or mindsets that you have gleaned along the way in order to help people speak their truth with courage, wisdom, and clarity?
That is a powerful question. I can say, for me, the first thing is to hold the space for whoever is telling their story. Because I am a Toastmaster, and I help. I mentor new members when they want to start with telling their story with their icebreaker. I mentor them, and I usually meet with them. I listen to their story first in its entirety, because I want to hear the voice. I want to hear the sound, the cadence. I want to hear the rhythm and the tone, because when we tell our story, our voices change at one point. We, in the midst of telling our story, when things, different things has happened in our life, they had affected us. Therefore, it shows when we tell our story, our face also changes. And for me, in those moments, I call those moments the extra in the ordinary. And it is a privilege for me to do this work, whether at Toastmasters or at the patient's experience at the hospital. It is a privilege for me to hear people's story, because in their story, there is also strength and courage. So the attitude is an attitude of humility, because someone is sharing with me their own private moments. It's also an attitude of being there with them, holding the space for them, listening so deeply to what they are saying and also to what they are not saying. And in those moments, for me, it is such a magical moment. And I love doing this work. The mindset is that I am not there to fix anybody. I am only there to support them. Therefore, holding the space, it's a beautiful thing that I do. And I can tell you that the people that I've worked with, they also feel it. They feel it so much that they ask me, what do you do? That's the question I get. How do you do this? Or how did you know? Well, because I hold the space for you. And I know in life, we all go through hard times. We all, not one person can say that they have been spared. We all go through hard times. And because I know that, that's why I feel it is a privilege to hold the space for others who come and work with me. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I would like to say, with my own story, my faith has brought me forth, because I am a believer. I believe in God. I believe that He is the creator. And because of that, I know my faith is in Him. So for me, even going through hard times, I have faith. And when I listen to people's story, I also have faith that life is unfolding gloriously. That's the faith that I have. And they can also feel it. So mindset, it's the mindset of accompanying someone while they tell me their story. The mindset is being so present that I can hear not only the sound of their voice, but also the sound of their heart. And this is beautiful, a beautiful moment for me to experience. And I love it.
Very potent, Gerda. And I know that you do this artfully. I will have something more to say about really holding a safe space for others in a few shows from now. What I want to focus on with you today before we take our next pause is that I hope people are really hearing and feeling the deep heart connection and the way you hold them, because I know that that is true in our myriad exchanges. And it makes all the difference. And for caregivers who sometimes pull their hair out by the roots, I want them to hear what it would be like to not only, help others like aging parents to share their stories, but also just in general in life to walk that way so that you artfully create the space for others to share their beauty and wisdom. And the irony is that when this is done well, it's almost invisible. But really, I want you to know that what you're sharing with us is so important because it starts with that attitude and mindset. So when we come back with you, Gerda, we'll talk some more about what you've learned along the way. And for now, it's a little pause. So I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network Plus. TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. Stay with us, folks.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomenon while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Always, everyone, we are so blessed that you choose to be a valued part of our audience. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we are chatting today with Gerda Felix, a spiritual master teacher who provides women with the necessary tools to help them make great choices in their lives so that they know and feel they can achieve anything. And that is so true. Gerda has been sharing some attitudes and mindsets that she brings to bear via her Toastmaster and patient-client expertise in caregiving settings. And so, Gerda, during this segment, I'd love for us to slide into also maybe even one or two strategies that you found successful before we turn to what you've learned about yourself in all of this process of bringing forth stories. So what's even one strategy that we can bring to helping others to declare their truth?
Well, one thing I would say is definitely, apart from the listening, to the listening deeply, because when we listen, people will talk. That's the first thing. The other thing is to ask inquiring questions that will help the person understand, even to a deeper level, what they need to bring forth. The two strategies that I would say, to listen deeply and to ask inquiring questions, because when I have done so, and when I do so continually, people are always surprised, and I hear things like, oh, I don't know why I told you all of this. I don't usually tell people all of that. So it's because deep listening and inquiring questions are very, very important.
They are central. And just give us an example of what you mean by an inquiring question.
For example, I was listening to someone telling her story, and at one point of the story, her voice changed. And I said, when I listened to you, I heard a change in your voice when you were talking about this. Can you tell me more about that? And the person said, oh, you picked that up, eh? Yes, I did. And then that allowed her to tell me more, to go deeper into her story. So it could be just saying, please say more. It could say, it could also saying, I have noticed that. Can you please elaborate on it? Would you mind sharing more about it? That could be as simple as those two sentences.
That's good. That's very helpful, because I know this audience really loves to walk away with powerful strategies, you know, not only ways that they can be with their mindset, but also that things that they can do and implement into their lives. And I know there are folks out there who scribble furiously on pieces of paper and keep whole binders just about the show itself, right? So hope you're getting all of that down. If not, listen to the recording, because there's a lot of richness in what Gerda is sharing today. And so let's go from that, because I want to get this out too. Now, mind you, Gerda, this is this next question, get ready for it. You could spend the whole hour on it. So again, one or two things. What have you learned about yourself along the way?
Wow. What have I learned about myself? I learned that I come from the divine. Therefore, whatever I need is already there for me. I learned that the present is very important, and that there are many things to learn from it. I learned that myself, I am in continuous growth. My life is unfolding at every moment, because things change. I also learned that in the midst of very hard situations, that there is beauty and that I take the time to see the beauty that there is. I learned that as a spiritual being, as a human being, as a spiritual being, I am, and I connect with others in a very simple way. What I have learned the most about myself is that whatever moment that I am in, it's the perfect moment. And I learned to be very grateful and thankful. And the one thing I can also say, for me, prayer and meditation has helped me to go not only deeper, but to listen to that still small voice. And that directs me from one moment to the next.
Those are excellent distilled learnings about yourself, because I know that you contemplate regularly and deeply. And I think that's very worthy for the audience to hear, that it is important, essential, really, to tune into oneself regularly and do it in such a fashion that works for the person, because that's what people shy away from. And I know that caregivers will say, oh, but I don't have time. You can't afford not to have time. And so, Gerda, I want you to stay on with us till after the next break, because I will want you to specifically outline where people can find out more about you. But I want to start to get out these following comments that I thought would have deep meaning for you just before we do that. And you're the one who is great at sentence stems that you fill in. And you know from our dialogues that I love acronyms, and I love making things out of people's names and words and stuff like that. So I'm going to start already now with an acronym that I created for you. You said, do it for every guest. Well, I'm not sure yet. The jury's out on that one. But I definitely know what I would say about Gerda Felix and what the elements of your name stand for. So the G. grateful, always expressing gratitude. U, unconventional, out of the box. E, elegant, dignified. R, rich, wealth of awareness. D, devoted to constant personal growth and learning. A, authentic, no BS, sorry for the language, Gerda. hilarious, which is the humor that characterizes our friendship. For F, fearless. And that's my wish for you. Now, I'm sure we're going to be alerted to taking a little bit of a pause. So I'm just going to hold it there, and then we're going to come back. And of course, this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And this gives you a chance to breathe, Gerda, to take in what we have started to acknowledge about you, okay? So thank you, and stay with us to share where we can find out more, okay?
Thank you.
If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to our last few treasured moments together. And we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And just before our last pause, we were elaborating the gifts of our guest, Gerda Felix. And so we've got grateful, unconventional, elegant, rich, devoted, authentic, hilarious. And we were just going into fearless, which is my wish for her, followed by excellent because of the impeccable standards, L for her surname, a loving heart, I for integrity-based, because Gerda embodies honoring your word and fulfilling your commitments, and that garners my respect alone. And then there's the problematic X. So what do we do with that? Well, we cheat. We say exceptional in how she sees life in pictures. So, Gerda, you know how deeply I thank you for being with us today, but there's an important piece here next. Please share with our treasured listeners where and how people can find out more about you.
Thank you very much, Carol Ann. You can find me at thegloriouslifeunfolding.com.
Can you spell it for us, please, Gerda, just to be sure?
THEGLORIOUSLIS, as in Frank, EUNFOLDING.com. TheGloriousLifeUnfolding.com.
Very good. So that's your website presence.
Yes.
Is that where you will prefer for people to learn more, or is there any other space?
Well, you can also find me on Facebook at Glorious Life Unfolding, without the there, but at Glorious Life Unfolding, you can find me on Facebook, and also on Instagram. So I'm pretty much at different places waiting to connect with you, because this is always my pleasure to connect with others.
And you have certainly done that with us today by sharing your potent messages. And so I thank you again for being with us and sharing just a slice out of your wisdom. So I encourage everyone to go to where they can learn more. and to harness what you have to offer, because I know it's potent. So time to just kind of segue from this into a little bit that's upcoming. And we are going to be building on the Power of Story theme later into next month. And it's going to be Carol Ann's favorite caregiver stories. That'll be hilarious and poignant at the same time. I assure you, it's a compendium from my best client plus personal stories captured in my books, Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care, and Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. And we are just to head into July, and so there are big holidays coming up in Canada and the United States. So I'm encouraging everyone to press the reset button on 2019, and you can find some blogs at copingwithuncopableparents.com about that. Also, that there's always a place where you can get started on coaching that will help you. Upcoming shows include success principles for caregivers, as well as preserving your sanity while caregiving. So I think we have a very interesting slate for you next month. You can also reach me at carolann@carolannhamilton.com. And any missed programs are always available at the archives, boldbravemedia.com. boldbravemedia.com/shows/the-conscious-caregiver. And we're under both the self-help and health parameters. So there are definitely places that you can find both Gerda and me, and we look forward to seeing you over there today. What a great wrap this has been to the month of June, and I hope you've realized some powerful things about dynamics within your own family of origin and beyond that will serve you in supporting aging parents, relatives, friends, neighbors, colleagues, significant others, you name it. Always, we like to say that you've been strong too long, and we encourage you to dare to care with flair.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
At Freshco, we let our low prices do the talking. So until Wednesday, 454-gram packs of Barilla Pasta are just 88 cents. That's over half off. So hurry in for this deal and more. Freshco, lowering food prices. See flyer or freshco.com for details.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's,